Welcome to Conversations. My name is Amy Adams. I'm your host and the broadcaster of this podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the mini-sode today. I have not been feeling very well since I returned from India. And actually, the topic that I'm going to explore today is the flow or being in the zone. Because I was knocked out of the flow when I returned from my trip, when I caught a bug. I was feeling really in the flow, really feeling incredible, actually, and was then kind of knocked back or felt really kicked in the face by the universe. And so I'm going to explore that topic. But before we get to that, I want to open our mini-sode today with the sound of a singing bowl. I hope I can get it to reverberate enough that you will really get the recorded sound. And so I'm going to begin with that here. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see this is my new singing bowl that it was hand-hammered. I got this up where the Dalai Lama hangs out in when we visited there. So here we go. And I wish for you a lot of love and light always. The microphone picked it up. If not, I will try to re-record it, but you did probably hear some tip-tapping of the little paws of a dog named Kiki. The reason why I wanted to talk about this too is because we have to kind of pull ourselves out of this agitation from when these things happen too, because I think I could have spiraled into a dark depression almost, because when I turned 50 years old, I experienced menopause, and it hit me like a ton of bricks right at that time. The thing is that I got very sick when my body was going through menopause, and I was also detoxing from quitting smoking the last time. So it really, it was a bad thing because the hormones were just kind of out of control, and I was swollen, and I had a weight gain that was kind of immediate, and I was feeling so sickly, and I was getting migraine headaches and all of these other kinds of symptoms that I couldn't even hardly, I couldn't work out. Prior to this time, I was running 6 days a week, like 5 miles or 8K each day. And I was also doing other things as well. So I went from this kind of like very fit body into a sickly body. And I know it was a transition period of time, but I ended up, when I got well enough, I then took up yoga again. It was a practice I had done previously. So this really helped my body. It helped to regulate the hormones. I'm always a big proponent of yoga because I feel like if I hadn't ever stopped doing it, I probably would have had less severe symptoms. You know, I also feel like yoga does work, besides working on your nervous system, I think that it creates like this kind of mental state for you, because you're creating these challenges with your body that you're overcoming at different times. When I went to India, I was practicing yoga on a regular basis there. And in fact, it was the first time since I had started doing yoga again, and also the first time since I had kind of been sickly during that time when I hit 50, that I first felt like I was really feeling fit. I could feel a big change in my body. It was the best I've felt in a very long time. Then visiting some friends to kind of ease my way back into my normal daily life, I did get sick and I felt like the universe was kind of kicking me in the ass. Usually when that happens, it means that we need to slow down. But I felt like, oh, what a bad time to be slowing down after I just had a vacation and I'm feeling the most fit and best I have in year. Okay, so let's just talk about like what is flow or the zone. It's an active state of being where we enter the unified field. If you don't know what the unified field is, it's basically, it's like everything that is out there in the cosmos. So, you know, the idea of the unified field is that it's this field where all of creation takes place. It's when we enter this field and we allow the force to flow through us. It's the exquisite series of moments that come together to alter time. It is the sweet transient space, the space that once we know it, we can never forget it, where we experience a continuous state of intuition and our behavior is congruent with that state. Now, some people will feel it when they're doing an athletic thing.
Can liken the flow to the Force from Star Wars. Here's a little bit about my experience of Star Wars and the Force.
It was 1977, and it was one of 12 peacetime years during the 20th century in the United States when I was 14 years old. I remember standing in line at the Rialto Theater and immersing myself in the visual adventure, and upon exiting, wanting to access the Force, not remembering that it is all around me all the time. I had access to it in childhood, and as a young teenager began to think that it was something outside of me. In our earliest years, we are in a constant flow. We are one with the Force. Then we're conditioned out of it, or maybe we simply forget, until we once again consciously experience the Force, entering the state of flow that allows that creative energy to flow through us. We all want to be in it, and to be able to get there at will. So being in the flow is true present moment awareness. Some people refer to it as the zone. Language is too limiting to describe that state of being. Even though I give you a definition of what it is, it's still really tricky to kind of grasp it through words. The first time you experience flow, I'm talking beyond your childhood years, it isn't really until you fall out of sync with it that you have known that you were there in the first place. At least that's been my experience. Let me know what your experience has been. When you are in it, you just know that you're there and it's a beautiful feeling. You have to unlearn all the things that you have learned to truly flow with the Force. You must feel the Force around you. That's from Yoda. So I have tried to figure out how to, what is this first step towards flow, how to get into the flow, and I wanted to share that with you here. Because I myself actually needed a reminder because I felt kicked in the face by the universe. By participating in this list of activities, you might get there. Now, there's no guarantee. In fact, you will get there more readily if you are unattached to the outcome and you release expectations. That is through physical effort can bring you there. The act of creation can bring you there. Meditation can bring you there. Sex can bring you there. Anything with intense focus can bring you there. But how do we get there? So, immersing ourselves in the present moment is one way. Focusing our intention towards our goals is another way. trusting your gut and allowing things to happen, and to act with intent. So you do with intent, but without thinking. So one of the ways, I mean, I think probably one of the easiest ways to kind of remember for me a feeling in the flow is I used to participate in the sport of fencing. And one of the things, and I also participated in running also, I also have experienced flow in art. But fencing, I remember very clearly kind of basically losing myself. It's like losing the ego, losing this kind of, you're not attached to really the outcome. You're just kind of doing it and you're there. You're really experiencing the moment. That is like the immediate part of flow. So, but then there is the other part of the overreaching flow is what I recently felt, where I felt like I was kind of getting, you know, kicked in the butt. And that is in one particular area of my life. Side effects of experiencing the feeling of flow include a distorted sense of time and a loss of the feeling of self-consciousness. And I think that's really an important part to remember, is that we're not really like in our heads. We're not thinking about like, what is the future outcome going to be? We're not thinking, what should I say next? We're just there. We're fully present and we're participating. We're not it's kind of like non-doing and doing together, if that makes any sense. You know, originally when we're going into whatever it is that we're doing, we have an intention. I want this. I want to have this experience. But then once we are doing whatever we're doing, we're kind of in sync with time. And I think, let's get to that actually, because side effects of experiencing the feeling of flow include a distorted sense of time and a loss of the feeling of self-consciousness. Now, I just said that a minute ago. So I was just talking about self-consciousness. So we could say like, we got rid of the ego or whatever. But I think that the distorted sense of time might be attributed to the fact that time is a concept. And when we are in our normal state, our brains register an activity after it has happened. Our consciousness, this is a scientific fact, lags 80 milliseconds behind actual events. So in one way, what we're processing when we actually come to some kind of realization is actually the past. So our reality is unreal, since we are always in some way living in the past, even if it's only a millisecond. The loss of the feeling of self-consciousness is transcending thought, a stillness of mind, and truly being in the moment. So when was the last time you achieved a state of flow? Do you remember the first time you achieved a state of flow? And do you have any tips or tricks to share with others on how you got there? Or you can simply let me know what you think by emailing me at hello@consciouslife.guru. I really would love to have some participation with the listeners and to open discussion and talk about these things and people sharing their experiences. It's so important to share our knowledge and to share with one another. I hope that you have found this podcast helpful today. I'd also like to let you know today that I have created a Patreon page to accept donations, and in exchange for donations of more downloadable guided meditations, some more downloadable singing bowl meditations, sound bath for healing and reducing stress. And I'm also creating a series of courses, and we already have a gratitude course, but there is a meditation course on its way, and then I'm also have a couple of other ones that are in the works. In addition, I would love for you to visit the page. It's called patreon.com. It's patreon.com /, and then it is spiritual_maintenance_club. That is patreon.com/spiritual_maintenance_club. I hope that you'll take a look, and I would love to have your support so that I can continue to bring this work and this messages and support to people.
Now, before I sign off, I'd like to ask you to subscribe to the channel of YouTube if you're here, or to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening. And please leave a review. It means a lot. And don't forget to check out our website, consciouslife.guru. Until next time.